Welcome to the Standard Time edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 7th of April 2024. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.130 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. UHF CB channel 24 in the Hobart area, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB 24 in Southern VK7. Welcome to the Standard Time edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. We hope you all studiously got up at 3 a.m. and put all the clocks in your establishment back 1 hour. Hi, hi. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants. VK7's ZGK, DMH, ZAB, EV, TW and KT all sharing 40 photos. The highlights were the tilt-over angle testing of a double-decker bus and its dynamic testing on the racetrack, a vintage bus, a trolley bus powered from overhead wires and a new battery-powered e-bus, rock band drummers, Keith Moon, Ian Pace and Animal from the TV Muppet Show. There's the theme there. Continuing on the popular science monthly themes, this time mono-wheel racing with lots of examples. Various cars, including one stuck in the mud and wooden model trucks, Dick Tracy's wireless phone watch, a portable long wire with matching unit and the inside of a small antenna matching unit. From the recent REST presentation night, the simple organisational chart showing all the various agencies involved with the UTC. From the state election coverage night, someone purporting to be the son of one of the veteran politicians, Siska the dog and a whiskey surprise. Remember Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve's VK7OO, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allows anyone who has sent a SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both south and north of Tasmania. Also, if you're interested in the net, there are some archives of SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranges the weekly nets. There is no suggested theme for next week's net, and that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Tassie Ham Conference, save the date. Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd and 3rd of November 2024 are the dates for the next Tassie Ham Conference. Reese will again be holding a social evening and barbecue at the Reese Club Rooms located at the top of the Queen's Domain on Friday evening. Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of November 2024 will be an amateur radio conference with a full program of presentations, activities and fun. Location will again be the University of Tasmania Sandy Bay campus. Watch the conference website for details and presentations and details as they come to hand. There will also be many wonderful and impressive raffle prizes that will be drawn across the weekend. And that's 73 from the Tassie Ham Conference Organising Committee. And continuing on with statewide news, QSL update. A report from Herman of VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. If you live near another amateur and can collect and deliver their cars to their QTH, that would be a big help. Let Herman know if you can help him out. The updated list of QSL cards held as the 5th of April 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. Thank you for those who have been in touch about leaving cards at Reese Club Rooms and sending stamps for direct mailouts. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email, which is herman@aussiemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman of VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager of VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And now over to news from the northwest. Wednesday night net is moving. Wednesday night's net is moving back to the 2-metre VK7RMD repeater. The Mount Duncan now has a fully refurbished 2-metre repeater operational thanks to Dion of VK7DB. The net will return to 2 metres VK7RMD next Wednesday, the 10th of April. Input is 146025 and output is 146625 with a 141.3 Hz tone. That's 73 Sumeric VK7EV net operator. Reminder, ceasing the monthly SSTV net. Hi Tasmanian amateurs. Just wanting to notify, I'm cancelling the monthly SSTV net on the 4th Monday of the month, held on the 70cm Mount Duncan repeater. Numbers have dwindled down to only 2 participants. Thanks to everyone who supported it since its inception on the 26th of July 2022. That's 73 Sumeric VK7 Echo Victor. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30pm on Saturday the 6th of April 2024 at our usual venue, Scout Hall, which is 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6pm for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 Sumeric, VK7EV, news officer for the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. And now news from the north. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30am till 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. If you'd like more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. We start this week's broadcast item with a congratulation to Peter, VK7KPC, for not one but two more certificates of participation. This time they were for the 2023 Oceana DX contest held in October over 2 weekends. The first weekend being phone QSOs and the second weekend being for CW QSOs. Peter participated in the single operator QRP all band section and achieved second place in the phone category and fourth place in the CW category. I believe this is the third year running that Peter has been in the top three placeholders. Initially in the low power section, but the last couple of years participating in the QRP section. Well done yet again, Peter. Last Wednesday evening saw the NTARC club rooms opening for a specific purpose of members getting together and partaking in a live presentation on the REST YouTube channel entitled UTC and the Leap Second. The doors were open well before 7 and saw a healthy number of members arriving, getting a drink, a piece of cake or two, and being seated by 7:30pm for the start of the presentation. You guessed it, just as the presentation started, we lost video. I can't blame it on high-tech failure though, just fat fingers on a small volume buttons. Normal services were restored within 10 seconds and all went smoothly for the rest of the evening. The night proved to be yet another riveting presentation, which certainly filled quite a few historical and technical facts that were missing in our knowledge bases. I'm sure it will be covered later in this broadcast, so I'll leave it to REST, the host club, to give a full second-by-second in-depth rundown of the excellent presentation. The committee will continue to run these special live YouTube watchings to gauge our members' enthusiasm towards the concept. So far, the interest and attendance has continued to grow. Hopefully, we'll see you at the next streaming. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 till 7:30pm and Testnet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. And your host for the evening will be Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee morning, every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10am to noon and we look forward to seeing you there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. Club room technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 10th of April and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m, running through to around about 10 p.m. at the club rooms, which is in Archer Street, Rochalie. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 13th of April at 2 p.m, held at the Intark Club Room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have any items you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@intark.net no later than Friday the 12th of April. Finally, reminder all members that if you have any items and news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@intark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, and that's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary for Intark Incorporated. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. April presentation. UTC and the Leap Second. We thank Peter Pokorny, VK2EMR, who gave us a deep dive into the creation, care and maintenance of the Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC, including the need for leap seconds and the issues relating to removing leap seconds. There was an appreciation of the many organisations that are involved in the definition, standards, dissemination and improvements of the time as we know it. Peter took us through the history and the development of UTC and the relatively recent involvement of the ITU and the World Radio Conferences. There were also appreciation of the fact that the world runs on the time standards for many, many applications like financial transactions, surveying, navigation and many other uses. The adding of a leap second is a relatively recent function that is an attempt to try and align the rotation of the Earth and our time systems. The rotation of the Earth is affected by many things like tides, gravity, climate change, etc. And there is an August body in France that makes the determination of whether to add a leap second. Peter described the administrative process by which a leap second is added. There is currently moves afoot that will remove the leap seconds altogether and manage using other methods, but this affects many, many systems throughout the world, and so the reach agreement is understandably difficult. We had about 30 people in the Reese clubrooms, 40 people watching the stream, including the Intark clubrooms, and many people in the Archer Street clubrooms in Launceston, so a great roll up for a very informative presentation. A huge thank you to Peter, and the presentation is available on the Reese YouTube channel and the link in the email edition of this broadcast. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. April Special Forum. Radio Safety Communications, Equine Endurance Events. Ever wondered about going portable in the bush and helping out the Weiston crew with radio equine endurance checkpoints? We're holding a special forum this Wednesday, the 10th of April, from 7:30 p.m. on everything involved with providing radio safety communications. The format will be a short presentation from Roger of VK7ARN on the basics, and there will be an opening on the floor to anyone to tell us about their experience and ask any questions. If you've been involved with these events in the past, please come along and relate your experience to what you learned. The event will be streamed with an open chat channel where we will take questions and go out on DVB-TRF. Wednesday, 10th of April 2024 at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. That's 73 from the Reist and Weissen Committees. May presentation, save the date. Pop Medhurst A7AH Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer. Reese's made presentation will be a fascinating presentation on the true Tasmanian telegraphy, telephony and wireless pioneer FW Pop Medhurst, who started his wireless experiments as A7AH. It will be held on Wednesday night on the 1st of May 2024 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and also go out on DVB-TRF and via Reese's YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night, so see you there. And that's 73s from the Reese Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. May Special Forum, Field Day Operation. Have you seen those operators out in the bush on top of a mountain with their antennas, batteries and rigs making contacts all around the world and thought, I really wish I could do that? The format will be a forum getting everyone together to share their experience, tricks of the trade, epic or not so epic fails, and hints and tips of operating portable and mobile. If you have any experience operating outside your shack, be it through a contest, SOTA, POTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna, VKFF and Silos and some other OTA, then please come along and share your experience with the group. Bring along your tricks of the trade and show them off. It will be happening Wednesday the 8th of May from 7:30 p.m. in the Queenston May Club Rooms. The event will be streamed with an open chat channel where the event will take questions and go out on DVBT-RF. See you there, 73s from the Reese Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. We get back on the air with our standard time, DATV Experimenters Night, on Wednesday the 17th of April from around 6 p.m. with streaming sharing at 7:30 p.m. Sorry, streaming starting at 7:30 p.m. See you in a fortnight, and that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Training and assessments. Our next Reese Training and Assessment Day is Saturday the 27th of April 2024. If you would like to book for the next session, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reese Learning Organiser, know by phoning him on 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607 or via the Reese website contact form. Check out the Reese Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reese YouTube training and assessment playlist. That's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Technology history news. New South Wales Police Radio turns 100. Illawarra Radio Operations Centre recently hosted celebrations as part of the 100 years of New South Wales Police Radio. There was a fantastic display of historic radio equipment and cars to mark the centenary of communications. Illawarra was one of the five radio operation centres across the state, with the others being Penrith, Tamworth, Newcastle and Sydney, with operators who dispatched police take 000 calls, includes technicians who maintained operations behind the scenes. The pictures included with the story included FM 900s, vintage Ford patrol cars and interested historic equipment. That was sourced from the LinkedIn website. Now, technology news. Telstra and Ericsson provide connectivity boost to King Island. Telstra and Ericsson have completed a major upgrade to King Island's mobile network infrastructure, announcing a close to tenfold capacity boost for the island's community thanks to an overwater microwave telecommunications link with a throughput capacity of 9.8 gigabytes per second with 99.99% availability. The upgrade sees 116 kilometres of microwave link deployed across the Bass Strait from Australian mainland to King Island's Cape Wickham, believed to be the longest overwater link of its kind in Telstra's national mobile network and the longest 10 gigabytes per second microwave link in the world. The project was funded through a $9.8 million investment by the Australian Government, Telstra and the Tasmanian Government and King Island Council, which was announced in 2021 to deliver the valuable infrastructure to rural and regional communities. The upgrade was made possible with the deployment of Ericsson's MiniLink 6200 long-haul microwave technology, providing essential backhaul support for the deployment of Ericsson's 5G mobile on the island, helping Telstra expand its network and deliver better connectivity for regional Australia. The King Island MiniLink 6200 microwave link operates using 16 channels in the 6 GHz band to achieve peak throughput of 9.8 gigabits per second, a significant upgrade from the previous link providing up to 1 gigabyte per second, making it ideal for delivering backhaul for high performance 4G and 5G mobile broadband networks. Ericsson's radio link bonding technology with quality of service meanwhile provides ongoing performance in all environmental conditions. Deployment is set to transform connectivity on King Island, with local consumers and small business customers benefiting from increased mobile coverage, efficiency, capacity and data speeds, along with greater network resilience. This means King Island residents now have access to network capacity and reliability that is similar to that enjoyed by Metro customers. Telstra now plans to use Ericsson's MiniLink 6200 long-haul microwave solution to extend its mobile coverage in other remote areas. That was sourced from the Critical Comms web eZine. Now on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz and commences at 6:30 PM. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF and VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz with a negative 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 MHz with a negative 600 offset, and the CTC SS tone of 141.3 to link the RAF north south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast. Call back on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms and the Queen's Domain. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from around 6 PM with show starting at 7:30 PM in the Reist Club Rooms at the Queen's Domain. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 PM and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till about 8:30 PM. NTARC coffee mornings this Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms will be closed this coming Friday. NTARC Club Room technical night session Wednesday the 10th of April from 6:30 PM at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on 2 metres VK7RMD. Input is 146.025, and output was 146.625 with a tone of 141.3. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Events Reist April the 10th. Equine Endurance Event Forum Wednesday the 10th of April 2024 from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC April 13 General Club Meeting from 2 PM in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reist May the 1st Pop Medhurst Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer with VK7TW from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain. And streamed Reist May 8th Field Day Forum Wednesday the 8th of May from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And for all of VK, November the 2nd and 3rd, the Tassie Ham Conference Sandy Bay Campers of the University of Tasmania. And a reminder for those people, roster for next week's broadcast, newsreader of the VK7PD. Repeaters, thanks to Reist, NTARC, and in Northwest, thanks to the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, not known at this time of recording. 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7TW, 10 metres VK7JGD. UHF CB Channel 24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB 24 in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed a VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at around 0930 hours. Items for broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s and stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.